Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with
Tristan Walter,
who is still here with us, thankfully. He has not traveled anywhere else. He's still in the present. That's good to know.
Oh, for God's sake, will you let it go?
Anyway, moving on. If you're wondering what that's all about, go back and listen to our History of Trunks podcast. We'll wait. No, but anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Today we are doing the second Broly movie. Why skip over BoJack, you might ask? Apparently I made a promise that I forgot about last week that Mr. Walter here reminded me of, that I'm going to do the entire Broly trilogy, week after week after week, and then we'll jump back to BoJack. You might have heard our new music. Not new necessarily, but, you know, new because we've been using the first Dragon Ball Z theme, Chala Het Chala. Now we've moved over to We Got the Power, right, that's the actual name of it, We Got the Power, and because of the fact that we are now moving on to the second kind of, you know, the basic, it's weird, because it's already Dragon Ball Z, so we can't say Dragon Ball Double Z, but it's that point where everyone gets older again, time skip, and they gave them, you know, they gave us a new theme song, which is very interesting, because there were only two theme songs, two opening songs to Dragon Ball Z. Which is crazy when you think about it, how long the show was. But yeah, it was this, and it was, you know, the original. There were a lot of ending songs, but these were the only two opening songs. So yeah, So we're here doing Broly Second Coming. And what did you think of the movie before we actually delve into it? Tristan, are you dead?
Sorry.
Did you go back?
I thought
you went back. Okay. You think of the movie
before
we actually delve into it?
It's funny, like, I went back and watched alongside, you know, the first Broly movie, and,
right.
I mean, I don't know what it is, but I feel like I like the second one better than the first one,
which is
comparing for incoming hatred.
Yeah, it's very weird that you say that, because, I mean, sometimes sequels can beat out their first film, but it's very hard to do that, and honestly, the only thing that I would say that maybe what you've latched on to is the fact that in the first movie, they had to explain a lot and really delve into a lot before they can get to some really super mega ultra cool fight scenes, right? In this movie, it just started, you know, they had some downtime. But for most of the film, it was, we need to struggle to survive, you know? We're fighting Broly for pretty much the entire movie. So maybe just that action really got you invested, especially when, you know, he didn't just immediately kill Videl. You know, they all got their screen time and got their shots in. And even Gohan as well, you know. And even Krillin to a degree. Everyone got to fight. Where in the Broly movie, you know, of course people fought, but it took a while to kind of get to a lot of fighting because, you know, we had, oh, is he really the bad guy? Is he not the bad guy? He's on the damn... Like, he's on the DVD box, right? So for us, we knew what was coming, so anything else kind of felt a bit, like, I assume that's why. Like, you know, it's the difference between, let's say, even though I love the movies leading into the Avengers, it's the movies leading into the Avengers films, where when you're in the Avengers, watching the movie The Avengers, you're just like, oh, well, here they are, all together. They do have to get, you know, they do have to kind of work, you know, find out how to work together, but there's still fighting scenes in between those. Where in the first Broly movie, we didn't really have that many fight scenes in between the epic, long, you know, battle conclusion. Right. So I would say that's why, because it's really hard, in my opinion, to say this is, you know, this one was better than the first one. But I mean, if you, you know, but there were more fight scenes, I would say. There was a lot more action, you know, and you really didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, of course, you knew that, you know, the kids can't die, right? And
yeah.
They're always going to have to lose, but you didn't exactly know how. And I think that's kind of why this movie can be justified.
Yeah. I think it was more of, like, how they went about fighting Broly.
Exactly.
Because in the first one, I mean, granted, I really love the fact that, you know, you basically had four Super Saiyans and Piccolo fight against Broly, and that was really
right.
cool. But, I mean, they got slaughtered, like, immediately. You know,
yes,
they didn't
exactly.
even, like, Gohan, Trunks... really didn't get any good shots in. I mean, Goku and Piccolo seemed to. It just felt like Goku got his ass kicked the entire fight.
Yes.
You know, I mean, at least this one, yeah, I'm not saying that, you know, Trunks, Goten, and Gohan didn't royally get their asses handed to them. Oh, include Videl in that, too. How the fuck
yeah.
she survived that arm bar, I have no fucking idea, but...
He's the son of Satan, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Daughter of Satan,
but
sorry.
I mean,
I always think
I feel
son
like they
because,
just,
well, you know, devil.
Yeah. I just feel like Gohan and even the boys, even Trunks and Goten, I don't know, just knew their enemy better this time. And, like, they even knew themselves, oh, shit, we cannot fight him head on. We are getting slaughtered. We have to be crafty about this.
Yes, because...
So, yeah,
thankfully.
A lot of the time they're, you know, spending their time running away, but Gohan's also trying to think of a way, shit, I need to kill him. Like, he flies through the lava. I mean, I thought, you know.
Oh, yeah.
The planet exploding didn't.
I thought.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the planet exploding didn't get him, but
yeah.
still, you know, there was a little, like, this might just fucking work. And even
yeah.
with Trunks and Goten, you know, let's summon the Eternal Dragon. He can make him go away. I mean,
which
I know
is, which,
he couldn't.
Yeah, I know.
But they didn't know any better. That was their best shot
right.
at the time, and I just thought that was really
yeah, that's
clever,
cute.
You know?
Clever, but so adorable. Just Shenron comes
yeah.
out, you know, it's like, do you what? Oh, shit. Nope,
shit.
Nope. Goes
yeah,
right back, into,
goes
Dragon
back
Ball.
Into the Dragon Ball.
Fuck
nope.
your shit. Yeah. You are
sorry, guys,
one
you're
free
fucked.
Wish.
Bye.
Yeah, no. So, like, Shenron? Just you just hear a voice come up, you are owed one free wish from, how do I leave a message on this thing? Please call back later. You know, like,
yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. But yeah, the kids, though, were great because, okay, so here's the thing about the kids that I think people don't really think about too much. First off, yes, they achieved Super Saiyan relatively quickly, I assume because of, like, some Saiyan-human hybrid that no one thinks about, right? Well, that everyone thinks about, but, like, Toriyama didn't really state. But I would also like to say that they have fought each other, you know, a lot. And you also had, although I believe it was filler, but you did have talk of Chi-Chi training with Goten, right? The point being that, you know, these kids aren't just, you know, tripping over themselves. I mean, believe me, yeah, they're kids, of course. But like you said, yes, they can be crafty because this isn't like Gohan at age 4, you know? Goten and Trunks.
Right.
Have had a lot of experience because they were, you know, they grew up with one another. Something that sadly Gohan was not given, you know, another person to spar with at a very young age, especially when the person that you're sparring with, you know, is Trunks, the son of the freaking
right.
Saiyan prince. So when you see that, you're just like, all right, like, you know, Trunks is going to know some shit. Also, mind you, you always forget too, Trunks, the son of Bulma Brief.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And hey, thankfully,
I mean,
you know.
You never really think about it that way. It's always, oh, he's the son of Vegeta. And it's like, well, he is the son of a freaking genius, too.
Yeah, I mean, we'll bring it up next week, but it's kind of interesting how they had Trunks be the kid to kind of try to explain to any kid watching what, you know, cyber engineering.
Yeah.
You know, if
oh,
you
God.
See Fire Broly again, you'll see him mention it, because I was able to see it recently. And it's really funny how it's like, oh, hey, look, you're trying to give your 2 cents, because, yeah, your mom knows shit.
Right.
But yeah. And but also, by the way, if you want to talk to us about this film, you know, please call in. Yes, you can call in today. The number is 718-664-9468. Again, the number is 718-664-9468. Please don't be shy. And if you are, well then, you know, just sit back and listen in. And, first off, let's actually jump into, you know, because usually we do breakdowns of, like, you know, things that happen throughout the film. So apparently, just the first thing, Broly, because that's the funny thing where it's like, oh, yeah, you know, we mentioned this last week. Goku kind of, you know, exploded Broly, just kind of went, right, kablooey. But no,
yep.
apparently he took his remains, he became Wolverine, and somehow managed to get into his space pod. And then he crashes into Earth. And then what did you say happened to him?
I believe what happened before the podcast.
You said he was frozen.
Yeah, he falls into basically like a frozen mountain range and creates a crater. And like water basically falls into the crater over the space pod and over him. And it freezes immediately. And he's frozen in ice for probably 7 years.
So he's Captain America, is what you're telling me.
Yes, he's Captain Super Saiyan.
Yeah, he's Captain Super Saiyan.
The
only difference is the exact opposite. Where it's like, Captain America, working at, you know, protecting America from the Nazis. This, just Captain Super Saiyan. Probably working hand-in-hand with the Nazis.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. I mean, think about it. Broly committed genocide at least twice. If not more. Broly, the master of off-screen genocide, looking at Vegeta and going, I have your crown. The master. But seriously, yeah, I mean...
Speaking of Vegeta,
his son was in this movie. Right?
Yeah, where the fuck was he?
Well, you see, that's the problem, I think, with this movie as well, and I'm happy you brought it up. We didn't see Piccolo. Well, we did see Piccolo.
No, we
didn't see Piccolo. We'll talk about that later. We didn't see Piccolo. We didn't see Vegeta. It's funny because we didn't see Goku, but sadly, and it's no one's fault other than Akira Toriyama's, right? But we didn't see Piccolo. I mean, sorry, we didn't see Goku, even though... You know, and I know it was only done once, and it's like, oh, no, the entire universe is going to be destroyed. But it's like, guys, you know, in the manga, we have Akira Toriyama bring Goku back from the dead, basically, for like a day. This is one of those times.
Basically.
Now, I'm pretty sure it didn't get up to that point in the manga yet. Maybe you could argue that, you know, the dragon didn't really bring him back to life, so it could have been like a King Kai, oh, we're bringing him back to Earth for like 5 seconds thing. As a way of foreshadowing, they did that in Lord Slug, as a way of foreshadowing, hey, this is what's coming up in the future. But I'm pretty sure that the manga wasn't anywhere near that part yet when this movie came out, right? Which, by the way, the movie came out in Japan in 1994. And we got it in 2005. So, yep, stop complaining about your anime. Crunchyroll will get to it. Anyway, so, if not fansubbers, everything else that isn't on Crunchyroll. You have Goku not there at all until the end, which was really cute at the end, by the way. But still, there were a lot of people that were missing. First, like, Tien, Yamcha. Like, no one hears just, you know, like, oh, that kind of sounds pretty crazy. Oh, well.
That's a huge fucking power level. I better not go see what it is.
Exactly, you know? And it's upsetting. Of course,
I get the feeling that Vegeta just, like, felt, like, Broly's presence for a split second. And then Bulma comes home, like, later on in the day, and she's like, Vegeta, Trunks, where is everybody? And she, like, goes, like, into the living room or in the bedroom or something, and Vegeta's just, like, hiding under the bed, like, I'm not here.
I had a feeling you were going for that. Personally, though, I have to be honest. I'm a much bigger fan of the PTSD theory, where it's just, like, where, you know, basically, you know, he senses Broly's power level and he just goes on a frenzy. Just, you know, she just sees him just looking up, just going, the legendary super fan. Honey, that's a clock. Like, no, he's here, he's going to kill us all. Honey, it says it's 5 o'clock. Have you or the kid eaten yet? We're all going to die. I'm gonna get Japanese food. You know, like,
oh,
just looking at it, I don't understand. Like, I don't, because it's, you know, like, anytime Vegeta hears, like, Party Poppers, he instantly just starts throwing Final Flashes and shit around, just goes Super Saiyan. Just, honey.
Oh, God.
You know, honey, 4th of July barbecue. Legendary Super Saiyan! But, and I feel really bad for him because he was really screwed up in that movie. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he kind of was just sitting in his room, just like, I can't move. Like, no,
nope.
Not moving. Nope. Like he tells Bulma, Bumble's like, we have to go. So we have to get Trunks then. Nope, he's already dead, honey.
She's like, what should I do?
Well, you do what I do. Sit on the floor, put your legs like this, put your hands right over them, kind of go in the fetal position. There, see, we're good.
we have the Dragon Balls, right? We can just call them back.
Yeah, exactly. We have the Dragon Balls. We'll just get them back. But seriously, though, yeah, I mean, there were a lot of people that were missing. It's upsetting because, you know, I mean, even if they were just... It sounds silly, right? But other than Vegeta, I would have loved for just Tien to pop in, get a punch in, get slapped, just, you know, to his unconscious doom. Same with Yamcha.
Yeah.
Just, you know, come in, get a kick in, get slapped to unconscious doom. Because they've never met Broly before, so just assume that it's like, that's a high power level, but we might be able to do something. Unconscious doom.
We can do
all.
This. Yeah.
Right? Like,
I mean,
you know,
shit,
like, well,
Videl... Videl took a punch and she lived. I mean, come on.
Which, by the way, speaking of, I was going to say, I think that this movie made Videl look really weak. Yes, I will admit, thank you for reminding me, she did take a punch and live, so good for her.
Yeah.
But it just sucks because she's very strong, though, like, by Earth standards. Very strong. A lot stronger than her father, actually.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It sucks that she was thrown into a movie. Like, I understand why she was thrown into this movie. The setting did require her to kind of be involved. It just sucks because, in a way, she didn't have to be involved. Because it's upsetting. It's like, oh, hey, look, we have a female in the movie, right, who's trying to kick butt. And it's like, actually, she can't. Like, so then why even include her, you know, in a way? Where it's like, everyone was, like, that's the one thing I'll give the next movie. You know, we'll get to it next week, obviously, but the fact that Android 18 wasn't completely useless. She was kind of useless, but she wasn't completely useless. Well, Videl just felt completely useless here. Like, you know, and I know, for a human, it's like in comic book land when Punisher fought Sentry, which is basically Marvel's version of Superman, except that he has mental problems, and he can be a bit like Broly at times.
Oh,
right?
God.
Yeah, so basically Punisher was trying to assassinate Norman Osborn, who at the time in comic book world was actually going to be, was running for presidency.
Right.
And he was trying to assassinate him from a water tower. However, he was like, oh, Sentry isn't with Norman today, because Sentry is basically his bodyguard. He's like, good, I can do this. And he tries to shoot Norman Osborn. Immediately, Sentry catches the bullet right there. He's like, huh, it didn't hit him. He's like, well, of course it didn't. Punisher's like, oh, shit. And basically the entire thing was, it wasn't even a fight. It was, let me get away from Sentry because I'm going to die. And it was great. Like, he ends up cutting up this thing that throws acid, just spewing acid right into Sentry's face. And Punisher makes the comment, doesn't even ruin his hair. Yeah. And you know, it's really, and that's the thing. Which is like,
basically what Gohan did to Broly.
Basically, yeah. Just, and that's the thing, where it's that kind of idea, I feel, where it's like, I understand, you know, a human cannot, give Broly a wrong look. You know, Broly gives Videl a wrong look, she implodes, right? I understand that.
Yeah.
But then why even put her in the movie? Like, I understand the setting involves her, but, you know, because it's around the time that, you know, she's there, whatever, but they could have saved her, you know? If her only appearance was being great Saiyaman 2 in Fusion Reborn, out of all the movies.
Oh, God.
Well, she wasn't the Wrath of the Dragon 2. But if that was her only role, I would have been okay with it. You know? It's upsetting that, you know, that's kind of all she was in this movie.
Right.
But hey, I mean, you know, moving on to happier things, you know, child sacrifices. always a good thing in a children's movie.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, we have many culture gaps, and we're going to go through a few of them today as we go through the, you know, the episode. But this is definitely one of them, you know, where it's just, and I want to say culture gap because, you know, we have, you know, we said before, oh, God, why is this in a kid's movie? But it's just one of those things where it's just, no, really, Japan, what are you doing? It's like, why, this is acceptable for you? And they're like, well, I mean, she didn't die. Yeah, but what you're implying here, you know, your implications to the children are that, here's what's funny, they didn't say that she died, but they said they've been doing this for years. I want to put that out there.
Yeah. All of that and, you know, how many fathers had to bury their sons, too.
Well,
from the
problem,
monster attacking their village.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. But, I mean, what's the reason why I will accept that is because I assume that was in there because Japan really has a thing about promoting, you know, like, anti-war and things like that. So I'm not saying this was more war, but, like, you know, they're kind of used to that sentence, which is a bit sad.
Yeah.
I feel.
Sure. I mean,
but,
really, really, who isn't? But...
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Yeah, I'll say that, too. But, yeah. Now I feel bad. But anyway.
got dark
Tristan.
Really quick.
Yeah, thanks, Tristan. We were just talking about a lighthearted movie where, you know, a big, huge, muscular blonde dude beats up children. And all of a sudden, things are getting dark here. Speaking of, that's another thing I wanted to bring up with the whole culture gap thing. You know, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think, and hey, if anyone wants to prove us wrong, go on our Facebook, you know, Those Guys on the Radio, or if you search us up, just Those Guys, and tell us we're wrong, you know, or even email us, you know, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, and tell me that I'm wrong. But I feel like it's in America, we don't really have a lot of things that are, you know, that are meant for kids, that have adults, right, beating up the children.
Yeah.
Even though,
I mean, shit.
I said it before, the kids got some amazing shots in, so they held their own.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
that last explosion, that last explosion did knock everyone basically unconscious.
Yeah, I mean, even before that, just, I mean, in general, it just, you know.
Smashing them into the ground at first, yeah.
Yeah, complete disregard. Where in America, had this gone through, you know, any kind of, I don't know all of the different kinds of companies that go through, you know, for media, but, you know, but I'll just talk about the SCI, you know, the SMI, the Soccer Moms Incorporated. Moms Incorporated would have not liked that at all for any reason. It would have been like, nope, they're kids and he's blonde and he has muscles. Nope, don't like any of this. So I don't think that would have gotten through. So the fact that it got through, for me personally, I'll just say, hey, culture thing, because Japan's just like, yeah, and, you know, it's Dragon Ball Z. I don't understand what the problem is here. They're beating up children. The children hit him back. It's like, you win, Japan?
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't know how to feel. But also, by the way, how did you feel? I know it's a Doug thing, but still, how did you feel about the preacher's voice? Well, preacher or,
right.
You know, the shaman guy. I consider preacher because it's like he kind of has that religious aspect. He's shaman, yes, but he kind of has that religious aspect about him of the whole, like, you know, the fake preacher, you know, just doing things for the, you know, for money kind of thing. That's the vibe I get anyway.
I mean, I probably love the line that the village elder just says. He's the village idiot and the self-appointed shaman.
Yes, exactly, self-appointed shaman. Thank you. But
they still follow him in sacrificing their children.
I have a strange feeling that elder that talked to them. I'll say this much: the elder that talked to them is just that. The elder that talked to them. It wasn't a group of them saying this. It wasn't a whole bunch. Just that one elder was like, this guy is a damn moron. And sadly, I'm too old to do anything about it. But this guy's
possible,
a damn moron. Yeah. But anyway, what did you think about his voice, though?
Oh, the actor that did him?
Yes, the shaman. I thought it was very annoying.
Oh yeah, the English, the gibberish he just kept going on about.
Not even just the voice in general. The voice that he did for him was like a very just kind of annoying, like grating, like you want to punch him in the face. The gibberish was also annoying, yes, but still, I want to punch him in the face whenever he spoke.
Videl even comes in and says, "You just love to hear yourself talk, don't you? Even if you're saying completely nothing."
Yeah, pretty much. It was just, it's strange. I don't know. Like, here's the thing, ready? The Japanese version, it was so much different. Not that I'm trying to be like, oh, the Japanese is better. But it was a lot deeper, and it kind of had this, like, kind of, like, something to it that made it seem like he was being an over-exaggerated, you know, shaman. So, I don't know. I really kind of hoped that the American version would be, like, an over-exaggerated preacher.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, no, you don't understand. You know? It's like the power of the gods compel her, you know, we must kill her. It's like, what? You know, where just his voice kind of just sounded like, and I was like, where, because again, the Japanese version was like, you know, where it was like trying to like kind of make fun of like the way, or even possibly, you know, portray how like a shaman, you know, should sound, you know, like that, like, oh,
yeah,
right. But in the American version, it felt like it kind of just got rid of that, which was a bit sad for me.
Yeah,
you know,
honestly, I think he was probably just a guy who, you know, who used to live in the city and like lost his job,
probably
and just started,
honestly.
You know, got kicked out of his house and just starts, you know, walking down the road, and then he stumbles upon this village and he's like, huh, how could I assimilate with these simpletons out in the middle of nowhere? I know, I could be a shaman. They eat that shit up, right?
Right. That's true. How funny would it be, though, when he appears in the next movie, how funny would it be if he lost his accent then? How funny would it be if in the second movie, he's talking like this, right? In the third movie, he's like, yeah, you know, my name's Bob.
Wait a minute, you're that shaman guy.
It's like, it's like, they like look at him, it's like, yes, that is me.
Yeah.
In his head, oh fuck, they know my name is Bob. Like, they know.
And it's funny,
but,
like, that even has to say piece of why I like the second one. I mean, the transition into the third one is just, oh god, it's horrendous.
Really? I think they did. Well, again, we'll talk about the third one when we get to the third one. But,
yeah, we'll talk about the third one next time. But just the shaman in
honestly,
particular is like the bridging point, and it's just like, why him?
Because I think, like you said, he just wants money. He's such a jerk. He's probably a guy who has lost his job, wanted to get some cash, wanted to do some crazy shit, you know? And that's why he just doesn't care. So I would argue that was a... Because, again, if it cared, I thought the same thing, right? But then when I actually sat down and watched it now, I was like, you know what? It is a good bridging point, because who else from that village would be such a douchebag? Right?
Yeah.
Like, you look at everyone in that village, you're like, oh, you're all just misled people who need, you know, some... Who need to just be led,
who
you know, down a brighter path. You're a douchebag, shaman. Like, that should be his name. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like, his last name is Shaman. What's his first name? The guy's looking up, no, douchebag. Sorry, sir, what's your first name? No, douchebag.
Your friendly neighborhood douchebag shaman.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, they're from the Shaman family. You know, it's like, he's the douchebag. But anyway, another culture gap, by the way. Not douchebag shaman. Though I will admit, that was probably weird for American kids to see, unless they played, you know, some RPGs. So, hey, you played some RPGs in America, you're like, yeah, it's a shaman, right? Or something even funnier, that's not a shaman, that's not Yo. You know? Where is his ghost spirit? That's not a fucking shaman. Right? because, hey, Fox Kids aired Shaman King here, so we got it, sort of. Not uncut. But we got it. But anyway. So a weird culture gap to this movie. So not the shaman. The fact that we had Videl slapping Goten, and I only bring this up because, like, I'm in no way saying that adults don't smack their kids, right? It happens, you know what I mean? Like, the kids get slapped. It happens. Sometimes not so hard, sometimes a bit harder, just to kind of say, like, hey, never ever do this again. And again, I'm not saying that it's right. I will sadly say that it can work. but I'm not saying that it's right, right? But the thing is that you will hardly ever see that on television. If not used for used for comedy, for a late night or adult cartoon or other program, you know? Right? But you're never going to see it like, oh, hey, look at kids programming. Just people slapping, children. Just, no. Not here in America.
Yeah, I suppose. I can't really think of anything where I've seen that happen.
And, I only bring it up because it's like, I don't know, maybe to some people they just thought, yeah, whatever, you know. But if you really sit there and you're like, wait a minute, yeah, like, and it's funny, it's like, it's not even her kid, too.
Yeah.
It's just like, again, weird culture gap. It's like in Japan, it's perfectly acceptable for older females, teenage females to slap young children. And
yeah.
I understand a situation where it's like,
it's funny
like,
because
what?
I find it funny because like in the beginning of the film, it almost feels like, Videl is playing babysitter, like
watching out for
them, like as they're going to get the Dragon Balls. And then, when Broly comes out, the roles have been reversed now.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're going to make sure Videl doesn't die.
Basically, that's what's funny about it, where it's like, at first, it's like, oh, God, I have to watch you two. And then 10 minutes later, oh, God, we have to watch her.
Yeah.
But
and the other thing is like,
even
after she smacks him.
Right.
It's funny because he gets the apple and he starts eating and he's just snickering at her. It's like,
which is cute. Yeah.
Trunks is like, did you really think that hurt him? And you think about it for a second and you're like,
thinking, I think I did break my hand on that.
I think I did break my hand on his face. What the fuck?
No, that's happened. That's happened before. And I remember like recently I was reading something where like someone human basically was trying to beat up Spider-Man and Spider-Man jumped, Spider-Man and the guy did have super strength, but nothing like Spider-Man's, right? So he wasn't a normal, completely normal human. So he punched him and Spider-Man fell, flew back. And of course he does a backflip because he's very athletic, acrobatic. And he lands on his feet and he goes, I jumped back with your punch so you wouldn't break your hand. So it's like, son of a bitch, Spider-Man. Who else but Spider-Man? But, so the reason why I also bring up the slap, though, again, that was cute about it, where it's like, it didn't really hurt him, right? Like, he was fooling you, but I bring it up because it's just strange how, like, I'm not saying everyone, I made the joke about, it happens always in Japan, but you look at the people who are writing this, and it's been the same writers, from the earlier films as well, Takao Koyama. And so you assume that it's like, oh, yeah, an older Japanese male writing this, maybe to him it's like, oh, yeah, I was smacked by my mother or by my sister. So in a way it could be like, oh, yeah, because, it's like an older sister kind of role or something, But it's just it's weird, I think, to us now, even maybe back then. But now it just seems weird, like in context where it's like, that, huh, like Videl, do you just go around smacking kids that you knew for like 2 months? So then we just Videl, what are you?
Yeah, no, like Gohan comes in, like, Videl, what the hell do you think you're doing? She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I couldn't control myself for a second. It's okay, I'll forgive you this time. He turns to Gohan, he punches him in the face. He's like, you do that again. She just looks at him what the hell? And he's like, oh, I'm related. It's fine.
Not just that, but he's like, also because he made you hit him. She's like, what? And he's like, your hand's going to hurt. And about 3, 2, 1. She's like, ah! Her arm's broken.
She's like, oh, my
happened.
God!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So we truck forward. Do you have anything to say before we move on?
I was going to say, no, Gohan loves his baby brother very much. I mean, for God's sakes, he's basically the daddy figure. Gohan finally runs over and, realizes, oh, shit, something's terribly, terribly wrong. Like, Gohan basically runs up to him like, everything's going to be okay now. Big brother's here. He's going to save us. He's going to beat up the bad guy, and we're all going to go home and have dinner. Right? Right?
Yeah. He's like, Gohan's like, okay. Gohan's flying away. Goten's like, I think I smelled poop, Gohan. I fucking just shit myself. Looks at Broly. Gohan's like, nope.
God.
And it's funny,
like,
I feel like that was the best part. Like, it's funny, when I think I first watched this movie and I, you know, saw Broly come out and he fought, you know, the two kids, and then Gohan comes out. I'm like, yeah, Gohan's here. Oh, wait. Oh, God, this isn't going to end well. Meanwhile, the hug of death. Oh, God, my spine! I'm like, yeah, this pretty much went exactly where I thought it was going.
Yeah.
It's like,
but
the best part was Gohan didn't even, you know, think of that at first. Like, you know, he basically, like, I think I loved Gohan's line. He's like, why is it always scum like you that has to come back, you know, with a death threat against Dad after he put you in your place? And he goes, fine, you know, my dad's not here, and my dad's not here anymore, but maybe, you know, now it's my turn. You know, I'll give you what you want. He didn't even give it a second. He didn't even give it a second thought. Like, oh, God, this is Broly, who beat the tar out of us, you know, all four of us. Gohan just says, nope, I'm going to kick your ass. Granted, he gets his ass handed to him, but still.
Because Gohan has been watching tokusatsu shows for years. And tokusatsu, by the way, being special effects in Japan, is, you know, the way it translates. But for tokusatsu, just like how we use anime to only describe Japanese shows, when you're American you say tokusatsu, you mean things like Super Sentai, which became Power Rangers, Kamen Rider, which in America became Masked Rider as well as Kamen Rider, and Ultraman, if you've seen that, Godzilla as well. Even the American show Supernatural and Star Wars are, you know, the movie Star Wars are considered tokusatsu. And why do I say this to you, Tristan, and people listening? I say this because Gohan, right, watching tokusatsu knows that whenever the bad guy dies and gets reborn, they're always less strong than they were before. It's actually a rule. It's an unwritten rule that you always see where it's just like, if you see a bad guy appearing in a new movie that died, you know, X amount of years ago in such, you know, such and such show, he'll now be able to be killed by the Rangers with, like, one sword swipe. Right?
I think that's,
first off, that's like a half joke, but I do believe with the fact that Gohan transformed into the Great Saiyan, who's basically a Kamen Rider, I wonder if somewhere in Gohan's head where it's like, actually, the rule states that he should be less weak. I was wrong.
Yeah.
Like, as Gohan's flying away from a hit, I might have been mistaken.
I mean, that's also funny. Like, I thought of that too, probably the first time that I saw it. You know, like, Broly's a legendary Super Saiyan. He beat the tar out of you 7 years ago when you were a Super Saiyan. Granted, you know, I thought, oh, well, you know, he's got Super Saiyan 2 now. He should be able to take care of it.
Well, here's the thing. In my opinion, honestly, legendary Super Saiyan.
I know,
Saiyan,
Gohan.
Like, well, no, I would argue that if Gohan had reached his mystic form, he may have been good, I would say.
Oh, yeah, if
he
had mystic form, he would have beaten the shit out of Broly, no doubt, yeah.
I feel. I mean, maybe I'm wrong because, you know, legendary Super Saiyan is legendary. So,
no,
you know, maybe
no.
Maybe you can say,
I'm definitely
a huge Gohan fan here that I'm talking to. So it's like, oh, mystic form? Yeah, Broly's fucked.
Well, I mean, just think about it. He kicked the shit out of Super Buu. And, let's be honest here.
What if stronger than Super Buu?
Go get out of here. Go away.
I'll finish this myself. What if Super Buu absorbs Broly? What if Super Buu tries to absorb Broly?
I will finish this podcast myself. Goodbye.
What if Super Buu tries to absorb Broly? And all it does is it looks like in like one of those shows where like a snake just eats a giant person and the outline of the person is there. What if Broly is just like, you're supposed to be digested. Is that another word for coffin? No.
Oh, God.
No.
What?
Does Goten bring up the... What?
No. You finish first.
Okay. Goten brings up the Eternal Dragon. Please get Broly a dictionary. For fuck's sake, Goten! They're all getting smacked around. Goten's like, what? He doesn't understand words well.
Damn it, Goten, not the time, but thank you for being considerate.
As Goku's getting thrown into the ground over and over repeatedly.
Yeah. It's like, that's it, Gohan, fight him with words. Broly doesn't like words. He just gets angrier and angrier. The more Goten talks about a dictionary, he just starts throwing Gohan further and further into the earth. It's like, it's working.
Like, Chaozu starts making fun of Broly. They all look at him, but who's supposed to? And she's like, shut up, you don't even know. But
and that's funny, like building off that, like people making fun of Broly in this movie. Not that anyone purposely made fun of him, but as I was watching it, like, you know, the kids, you know, Trunks moons him to distract him,
God.
And, you know, and it works.
Yeah.
Gohan's just mocking him, saying, you know, not knowing his father's Saiyan name, but, you know, what's a Kakarot? Is that a vegetable? I hate vegetables. I
that
can just
actually,
feel
no,
like Broly.
The reason why I love that is because that's a gag that they've done before.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why I was such a huge fan of it.
Oh, yeah. No. I love that joke.
Right.
But it's just, and then Trunks, of course, the one scene where he, you know, piddles on on Broly's head. His face, by the way, when that happened. Oh my God, that face was so priceless.
I know.
It's just like,
it was.
It basically goes to, I'm going to break you in half over my head, and your blood is going to rain all over my. Oh, you fucking didn't.
No,
you
it was
little
great,
shit.
I felt like, I just felt as if it was just like, that isn't. That might be. That is.
That is.
Standing there, it's like, so. You know, it's like, literally, Broly, the reason why Broly stood there. It was that realization, and I was coming to the realization where he thought everything you were thinking, like, I'm going to take you over my head and rip you into pieces, and then just be like, and then he thought, how am I going to kill him now? Right? he had to think about it. Before,
how
that
can
was
I,
too easy.
How can I make this worse for him?
How can I make this worse for him? Does he have family?
I was literally going
family.
To rip him in half.
Yeah.
I'm literally going to rip him in half. How can I top that now?
Yeah, why was I going to give him a nice death? Just,
and then
that's
I just feel
was
like,
why was I going to spare him?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Speaking of everything you've just mentioned, those are a
I
couple
just had
more
one more piece.
Gaps. Oh, please go.
Yeah, no, the last piece is just like when Videl comes back and she just does a flying kick and, you know, hits him like in the collarbone and
right.
jumps back and Gohan's like, oh my God, Videl, you're okay. My girlfriend's not dead. Not that I'm a fan of woman jokes or anything like that, but
right.
just from Broly's perspective, like, the woman just kicked me.
Right, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, no. From Broly's perspective, the guy who's...
From Broly's
I mean, yeah,
perspective, exactly.
Right, yeah.
He's just like,
yeah.
I have been pissed on, I have been mooned, and now I have been kicked by a woman. Everything dies.
Yeah, basically just
everything
just like, well,
dies.
Like, well, I was going to kill you before, but now everything dies. You know, like
now everything.
Like
dies.
Broly makes sure to dedicate his time to cutting every single piece of grass on Earth. You know, like
yeah.
Broly just sitting there, just Broly just sitting there with scissors, like fuck this grass, fuck this grass, fuck this piece, fuck this one, fuck this one, and you know what? Fuck it again.
Fuck it again.
But anyway,
you were saying before.
I was saying that all the things that you know just mentioned with the you know with the peeing and you know then the butts and that stuff. More culture gaps, more things that in Japan
yeah.
they're like, see, that's funny. And I'm not saying that it's not funny to kids here. Fair enough. But we did see butts back in the day. I'll admit, like I remember seeing Dexter's butt once. You know, butts can happen.
Yeah.
If a kid can be used for humor.
Just look at Rugrats.
Exactly. Peeing, though, so much, I would argue. Like, actual
yeah.
urine falling down someone's face. I would argue.
No, not... I was going to say Rugrats again, like Chucky. There are a few episodes where Chucky wet the bed, but no, you actually... You never did see anything. Like, it was just like they roll
yeah.
around and you hear, like, a squishy sound.
Yes, yes.
But, yeah,
yes.
you're right.
But,
you're right.
But, yeah. So, I mean, hey, again, you know, not again, but you can understand why the setting, you know, he peed on a villain. I mean, they're not saying you should, you know, it's like, just pee on Broly. Like, no, but it's just strange how it's just, you know, that's something that they will do. But here, even, look at here, they don't even want to show, you know, villain smoking, you know, where it'd be like,
yeah.
oh, we should, where like in America, it'd be like, show that Broly smokes. And it's like, no, no one on screen can be smoking. No, it's like, really? Like, Broly, if you show Broly smoking and destroying, you know, basically committing massive amounts of genocide on a galaxy-wide scale, and he smokes, kids will be like, yeah, I don't want to smoke.
I do not want to be like that guy. No. Nope. Nope.
Right.
Well,
honestly,
I feel like that would backfire seeing the fan base and, you know, how much everybody loves Broly, apparently.
Everyone loves Broly in terms of, here's the thing though, everyone loves Broly in the sense that he's such a good villain and he's such a good formidable foe, but I don't think people want to become Broly. And if they do, it's the same thing when someone says, I want to become the Joker. And it's like, really? Do you know what he's gone through? Do you understand what he's done? You know, no, you don't want to be the Joker. You want to cosplay as the Joker, you know? You want to dressing up as a Joker's not. They're actually saying, like, I really understand the Joker, man. I understand where he's coming from. No, you don't, you edgy 15-year-old teenager. Go back to bed. I'm sorry. Like, you know, you can call me out on that if you want to. I gave you our email before and our Facebook. But, yeah, I think that, you know, I don't think that you can relate to a guy like this unless you can say, oh, I relate to his pain. You can say, like, oh, I relate to the Joker's pain, maybe. But you can say, like, I understand the Joker completely. I understand Broly. I understand where he's coming from. No, you don't. You don't commit genocide. I hope you don't commit genocide on a fairly daily basis. No, no, you don't understand. Please stop acting like you. You know, yeah, but again, you love Broly because so that's the thing. If Broly does more bad, quote unquote, bad things, if you will, you know, it's like, oh, well, we don't want kids to smoke. You know, make Broly smoke.
Yeah.
You know, that will definitely. Like I may have told you this before, just over the phone. In Kamen Rider Amazon, right, which is an older Kamen Rider from the 70s, they had one of the good guys, one of the main characters. He wasn't like a superhero, but he worked with the hero, and he was trying to jog, and he was like, oh God. He's like so tired, and he takes out a cigarette. He's like, "Screw it, I'm gonna take a smoke." And then one of the one of the monsters who was on their side. He was a good mole monster. He was just like, you know, all of a sudden he sees him trying to light up, and as he's about to light up the cigarette, he goes, "You know what? Never mind. I don't need this. You know, I can overcome this." And then throws the cigarette away, but it was lit, right? And it ends up almost going near the mole man, and the mole man's like, "What are you doing? Like, you just threw a lit cigarette on the floor. Not only is that littering, but you can start a fire. You know what? You're right, mole man. I should stop doing that." Right there, and that's one of the guys who works with the hero, right? There's no reason why you can't do stuff like that to try and, if that's your intention, to get kids to stop smoking, to do stuff like that to make kids think like, yep, that's a bad deed. The good guy was going to do it, but then he said not to. He was jogging. He was getting healthy. And then he almost threw it away while it was lit, but thankfully the mole man set him straight. You know what I mean? Like, that's a weird sentence, actually, but. On reflection, that's a really freaking weird sentence, but it still hopefully makes sense, which is like, see, like, that's how you can kind of, but anyway, getting back to this movie, right, I wish they got Gohan's actor for Goten or something like that, because here's the thing, in the Japanese version, as you know, and as many people might know, and if you don't, well then, here's something crazy, Goku's voice actress was the same voice actress for Gohan and Goten, right? She did different dialects for each, but it was the same voice actress overall, right? And, of course, when Goku's crying in the Japanese version, that's done by her. And, of course, Goten's voice, as I said, is done by her. Therefore, Broly hears his cries and thinks, wait a minute, that's that guy, right? And that awakes him from his slumber, right?
Right.
So when you – but of course, in the, you know, in the English version, it's done by two completely different voice actresses. Which, I mean, you know, you could say, you know, where it kind of takes away the disconnect of like, oh, it's the, because it isn't the exact same cry. It, you know, they tried, it was close, but in no way was it the exact same cry. Where it kind of sounds like, you know, like Broly's just like, I think I might sort of kind of closely hear that. Like, if that's the case, any kid could have cried. You know?
Yeah.
And he'd be like, wait a minute.
I feel like at this point, like, you had said even before, like, before we started the podcast,
right?
Just how messed up Broly really is, if you really think about it. I feel like if it was any child crying at this point, it might have set him off. Like, honestly,
no,
I feel like that's the only thing that kept him alive in that, you know, fall through space and then 7 years in an ice block. It's like, I still haven't killed Kakarot. I have to do that first. I can't die yet.
The thing is, remember, when you're a village, I'm sure other kids have cried and the sound has been carried before. But that's why I have to say, like, it was just that specific cry that made him remember him, you know, made him remember Goku and things like that. But I would like to say, though, yes, I did say before the show started, and I was telling you, and I was going to say it on here, Broly is, okay, of course he's the villain, obviously. But in this movie, I would say, because of course you could say in the first movie, oh, he's so troubled, he has a troubled past. But in my opinion, he could still think, I would say. He could still think, maybe, you know, he could still say, like, oh, I can kill you, but not right this second, right? But in this movie, you know, because he could speak, you know, he could. In this movie, I would argue that he was completely deranged. And it was very upsetting because it felt, not even deranged, I would say, just mentally challenged. And it was actually very sad because it made, you know, because he barely spoke. You know, I don't even know if he registered what was going on because he really, all he could say was Kakarot, you know, trying to say like, oh, Dick, you know, were they trying to say like, oh, you look like Kakarot? Or were they trying to say like, oh, you know, you are? Like, did he think that Goten was Goku? Did he think that Gohan was Goku? Like, well, obviously not. But like, what did he think? It's pretty scary when you think about it. Like, what did Broly understand? Like, what did he understand? What was his understanding of what was going on here?
Of what was going on, yeah. Like, that was the other thing, too. Like, his legendary power doesn't actually explode until Gohan turns Super Saiyan. Like, that was the final kicker. It's like, you know, oh, I'm toying with them. It's like, oh, now he's getting serious. Ooh, now I can have fun.
Yeah, that was creepy. Like, the thing, if you could argue that maybe, yeah, like, he wasn't that bad off, but it's just, it makes me think, you know, he was a bit off a bit because, you know, you have, first off, and you know, I've already mentioned why he was bad off, you know, because of, you know, this whole, did he even register faces, you know? He didn't even try to look for power levels, try to even look for some of the people that were there, like Vegeta or Piccolo, who, by the way, also, I think he mentioned Piccolo didn't show up. So it's like, what are you doing here?
Yes.
I want to mention that really sad in a way because the only man that he did want to fight and kill was already dead, and he didn't even – it wasn't even him. Like, he didn't even do it. How sad is that? You know, it's like that's your one goal in life right now.
Yeah, I almost wish they had told him that.
Yeah.
Like just to see what his reaction would have been.
Like, everything you're doing right now is for nothing. Well, I mean, they wouldn't tell him that because obviously it makes no difference. You know, to...
No, I know.
It doesn't make a difference. But to them, they're just like, so we got to neutralize this threat right now. Should we, like, you know, just like someone, should we talk to him? Get that guy out of here.
Yeah, that never,
So we've been talking about this movie for a while. Before we wrap up, I want to say, you know, a few things. First off, what if, after the dinosaur got beat, the movie ended? What if that was the end of the film?
Oh, God, I would have
The
cried.
Second they beat that dinosaur...
I felt so bad for the dinosaur. I mean, yeah, the village had food for God knows how long, but still.
I felt bad for the dinosaur, like and I felt bad for Trunks.
It's like,
not
what do we do
because
now?
Of the beatings.
Campfire. Oh, God.
But, oh, yeah, right? For the dinosaur. She's like, yep, campfire. That's, you know, it's like, dinosaur's like, I can't find my family. Well, campfire. I wonder how Gohan must have felt. Like, I was friends with one of them once, you assholes.
Yeah. It's like, at least when the predator ate him, I only cut off his tail. I mean, that was bad enough.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well,
no,
we just straight up killed him and eat him.
Like I just said. I felt bad for him because, you know, remember when he was hiding? And he said, oh, my dad would be so ashamed of me. You know, that makes me feel sad. Because it's like, well, first, two things. First off, it's like, damn it, you're just fighting for your own survival. And two, it's like, actually, Chunks, go ask your dad about that story.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, like, imagine them coming home that day and Trunks goes, yeah, I pissed on the legendary Super Saiyan. Vegeta just, like, falls over.
Honestly, I think Vegeta would cry tears of joy.
He's like, that's my boy.
Yeah, exactly. It's just, he just sits there and he's like, nothing you could ever do would help with make me more proud of you. I did it by turning Super Saiyan. His eyes are just glowing. Everything I've wanted to do in life, you know, it's like, what's great is like people try to do things like live through their kids, you know, like, oh, my son will become a famous baseball player, you know, oh, my son will do this. Vegeta didn't have to do any of that. His son went out and beat up the legendary Super Saiyan without Vegeta so much as even asking. That's really, there's something heartwarming about this story, about someone who's mentally challenged trying to beat up a bunch of Super Saiyans. I think that's the one thing we can take from it. Just, you know, just, hey, that was cute, you know?
Well, but, to speak of heartwarming, you know, just for the last bit, I guess, I honestly love the ending.
Of course. I mean, the ending was amazing, you know. Barring the fact that they used the sun again, which is like, guys, is that like your go-to thing? Just, we can't beat up the person, but the sun can.
Well, I mean, they hit him with the blast first. I mean, the sun was kind of just there, I feel like.
I feel like the sun helped I feel like the sun, the fact that the sun didn't blow up, I think, was also pretty nice. Good for the earth, right?
Could you imagine?
No sun blowing
like,
up.
As,
yeah, right?
Just, yeah. I mean, like, Broly going through. Like, they actually got shot through the sun, I think.
Yeah.
And then, like, the hole in his chest explodes, and he just starts bleeding, and then he really explodes. It's like, all I can imagine Goku saying is, like, "How's that hole in your chest, Broly?"
Yeah.
It just disappears. It's just like...
Oh, my God. But also, speaking of Broly, right, you mentioned the lava, by the way, which was an amazing thing. We didn't get to mention the fact that when Broly transformed against Gohan, that was filmed on stock footage, and it was hilarious to me personally. And also, I would like to mention that this is the only movie thus far to not include Piccolo. I know we mentioned him not being on once or twice, but it's actually thus far the only movie not to include Piccolo, including the Bojack one we haven't done yet. Only movie thus far. He does not come to the rescue, but Krillin does, which begs the response, we're all doomed.
Yeah.
And if you want to get something really sad but kind of funny, you want to laugh and you want to cry at the same time. Everyone hates Krillin. Just, guys, I'm right here. Pick me up or something?
I'm still stuck.
No? Okay. But hey, I mean, we're at the end of the movie. We're at the end of the episode. Thank you guys for listening to those guys. I'm Matt Marrero and you're Tristan Walter. Last time I checked.
Yeah.
All right, we're good there? Okay, cool. I don't know if you changed something, right? Again, thank you guys for listening in. I told you about our Facebook, but I'll tell you again. Those guys on the radio, you look up at the URL, search those guys, on Facebook, or just even search those guys on the radio. We do episodes on wrestling. We might be doing San Diego Comic-Con this weekend. Not at Comic-Con, but, just giving you recaps on what's going on at Comic-Con. We'll also, whenever we have WWE pay-per-views coming up, we do that too. We do WWE Raw every week. Sometimes we even do WWE SmackDown. How do you know we're going to do it? Check on our wall, and we'll post the episodes and links to the episodes and stuff like that. And, yeah. And, of course, email us, thoseguysontheradio@gmail.com, if you want to promote with us. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, next week, tune in because we will be doing Bio Broly, a movie that is very interesting. I'll say that much. That's all I'll really say. And, yeah, I think we're done. Are we done? I think we're done.
Yeah, I think we are.
Yeah, I think we are. All right, take care, everyone. Have a good night. Good night.